the Comedy Kingdom.
Hail to the Comedy Kingdom. Hail to this realm of her. Here's to our queen. May she live in clover. Here's to her subjects. When we laugh all over. Throw away your troubles. Cast aside your mood. Just wear a smile. You will find it's all the style in the Comedy Kingdom.
Of mirth. Long laugh, Queen Elvia.
Hello, and a royal welcome to the Comedy Kingdom for historians. This session of the Comedy Kingdom is devoted to history. I said that twice because, as you know, history always repeats itself. Oh, my goodness. Just think what the history of Walla Walla would be. Walla 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 Walla. It sounds like a hippopotamus taking a bath. But really, you know, it's wonderful what historians have done. Brilliant scientists who dig up nothing but a shin bone, and from it they can tell what a prehistoric man's mother-in-law looked like. Wonderful. Speaking of prehistoric men, we have two of them in the kingdom right now. And in case you doubt my word, here they are, Hip and Keyhole.
What's on your mind?
I was just talking to a fellow, then he kept saying that history repeats itself. What does he mean by that?
Well, he meant just that. History does repeat itself. I'll explain it to you. You take back in the biblical days. By the way, do you know anything about biblical history?
Oh, sure. Well, that is not much.
I'll explain it to you now. Biblical history. I'm going to ask you a few questions in regards to biblical history just to find out how much you know.
All right.
Now, do you know who built the ark?
No.
That's right. I didn't think
what's
you knew.
Right?
What you said was right.
What'd I say?
Well, I asked if you knew who built the ark, and what did you say?
No.
That's right. Noah built the ark.
Oh, my God, I'm smart. I thought I was.
You know, that's why I let you work for me.
Yeah, that reminds me. You owe me some money. My salary's coming to me.
Oh, yes, that's right. I do owe you some money.
Yeah.
Salary. Well, you're going to get every dime. I never chipped a man out of a dime. Let me see. How long did you work for me?
1 year.
You worked 1 year?
Yeah.
That's 365 days, right?
Right.
And how much was I paying you?
$5 a day.
$5 a day.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be five times 365.
That's right.
Well, that's a lot of money. You don't mind if I figure this thing out, do you?
No, just as long as I get my money.
Yes, you're going to get your money. Now, let me see. Five times 365. $5, let me see. Now, wait a minute. How many hours a day do you work?
8 hours a day.
You work 8 hours a day?
Yeah.
Well, that's one third of a day.
That's right.
One third of a day, or one third of 365. Now, we'll figure this out. Now, let me see. Three will go into a three once, and three goes into six twice. Three goes into five once. That's 121 days you have coming to you.
Yeah, but just a minute.
Now, wait a minute. Just a moment. You don't work on Sunday, do you?
No, I never work on Sundays.
Oh, of course not. There's 52 Sundays in each and every year, so we'll have to deduct 52 from 121, which leaves 69 days you have coming to you.
Oh, but you don't understand.
Oh, yes, but I do understand. Now, do you work all day Saturday?
No.
How long do you work on Saturday?
A half a day.
A half a day on Saturday. Well, that'd be 52 half days or 26 full days. Let me see now. 26 from 69 leaves 43 days you have coming to you.
Hey, what is this anyway?
Now, just a moment here. You eat, don't you?
Of course I eat.
How long do you take for lunch?
1 hour.
You take 1 hour a day. That's 1 hour a day, or 365 hours a year, or in other words, you eat for 15 days.
Hey, not all at once.
Oh, of course not. Not one, I know. 1 hour at a time. Now, 15 from 43, that leaves 28 days you have coming to you.
Wait a minute, 28 days.
Now, just
days.
A moment. Do you go on a vacation each year?
Why, sure.
How long do you take for that vacation?
2 weeks.
You take 2 weeks. That's 14 days. 14 from 28 leaves 14 days you have coming to you.
Oh, for goodness sake, wait a minute.
Now, just a moment. There are 13. 13 legal holidays in each and every year, and I know you don't work on those holidays, so we'll have to deduct 13 from 14, which leaves one day's pay, $5. There you are, and I'll be seeing you.
Here.
What's that for?
You forgot the sales tax.
Of this session of the Comedy Kingdom, your queen has arranged so that all her little 70 wubjits can take a real peek into past history. Right here in our audience room is one of the world's most notorious, noted mystics. That great Arabian clairvoyant and seer hasn't been sober. Now, is there any subject who would like to consult him about anything in his or her past? Come, don't be bashful.
I ain't being bashful. I couldn't step over that big fiddle. So you're the fortune teller, hmm?
I am hasn't been sober, clairvoyant who knows all and sees all.
If you should be such a good seer, you would have seen that brick.
Brick? What brick?
The one that laid your head open.
Oh, pooh, no brick has touched my head.
Then why are you having it bandaged up like that?
That is not a bandage, madam. That is my turban.
Oh.
The sacred turban of the prophet. What is thy wish?
I wish to speaking from the spirit of mine poor departed husband.
What is the name, madam?
Anya.
What?
Anya.
Very well, madam. What is your husband's first initial?
M.
M. I am now conducting the spirit of ammonia.
How much is costing, please?
Station to station or spirit to spirit?
I shouldn't be wanting to talk to no station. Please get it the spirit for mine old man.
$3.50 plus 7 cents state tax.
A cash shoots the voice.
The spirit radio phone is open.
So listen, I didn't come to hearing a time signal. I come to talk to Mo.
Hush, madam. They're giving him a big build-up.
Hello, Betty.
Hello, Mo. Boy, is that you, darling?
Yeah, Betty, this is Mo.
Mo, tell me, darling. How you doing?
Listen, darling, I want you should know something.
Yeah, Mo, what is it?
I want to tell you that the last Saturday night I was on Earth...
The night you didn't come back home till 1 a.m.?
Yeah, darling. I was out that night with Rosie Glatzmere.
I know it, you double-crosser. That's why I put rat poison in your coffee.
And speaking of history, here is a type that we haven't mentioned before. Ben Carter tells us about something that used to be a love affair, but now it's just past history.
You went away one gloomy day, and you left me all alone. You lied to me, I can't say. I thought you were my mail. Now that I've found someone who can take your place, I am the master of my fate. You came back to haunt me, you knocked at my door. Thought I would take you the same as before, but I found a new love, the kind that I dreamed of. Now you get away from my back door. You told me that you loved me, and always would adore. Gave you my kisses, you'd ask me for more. But you stole and you cheated, and my heart you tore. Now get away from my back door. Baby, ain't no use in your cries. Now the deed's been done. Ain't no use in your sighing. You went out and had your fun. Don't you cause me more pain. You've used me in vain. Our affair has ended. It could never be the same. Now there's no use in pleading. Now your heart is bleeding. Just pack up, get away from my back door. Pack up and get away from my back door. Oh, hello, honey. I'll see you back, huh? Now, let me tell you something, baby. You've messed me up for the last time now. There's only one thing you can do for me. I'm going to tell you about a secret now. You know what that is, honey? I want you to get yourself together and get away from my back door. Does you hear me? You told me that you loved me and always would adore, and I believed you. Gave you all these sweet kisses of mine, you come back and ask me for more. And all the time you know you stole and you cheated, and my heart you tore. Now get yourself together and get away from my back door. Starting to cry, huh? Go ahead and cry, honey. It sure does my heart good. I'm just a gypsy in it. Ain't no use in your sighing. You went out and had your fun. Don't you cause me more pain. You've used me in vain. Our affair is ended. It could never be the same. Now there's no use in pleading. Now your heart is bleeding. Just pack up, get away from my back door. Get yourself together and get off my premises. It's the last time I'm going to tell you.
Columbus took a chance, and we would take a chance, as long as there's a moon up
Comedy Kingdom goes into history. And remember, the man who keeps his friends is the one who never gives them away.